Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to answer in Spanish. En relación con los
on time limits for our procedures, indeed, Article 36 of the Competition Protection Law set 18 months as the maximum term to issue and notify the resolution that ends the sanctioning procedure for restrictive conducts of competition, but without distributing that term between the phases of instruction and resolution, which are set by regulation. In Article 28.4 of the RDC, it is established that the period for investigating the case shall be 12 months from the date of the decision to start proceedings. And if that is exceeded, it does not lead to expiration of the case if the total period of 18 months is not exceeded. On the other hand, the possible completion of the reserved information procedure referred to in Article 49.2 prior to the initiation of the proceedings will not trigger the start of the computation of the aforementioned period. I should also mention that there is the possibility of suspending the maximum time limits for resolving a procedure, as well as extending them. Both possibilities are determined and limited precisely in order to guarantee the legal certainty of the economic operators and the speed and agility of the procedures, since both possibilities which have the effect of lengthening the procedure can only apply in cases provided for by law. However, practice has shown that the time limits in certain procedures are insufficient for the prosecution of some competition infringements. In this context, amendments to the LDC have just been approved on June 29, 2023, a week ago, to extend the general term of the sanctioning procedure from 18 to 24 months, and in more complex cases, the second phase can be extended from 2 to 3 months. The revision of the maximum time limits of the proceedings is sufficiently supported by European practice and by the existing time limits in other countries in our environment. The changes in these time limits arise after a process of identification of problems in the application of the competition law and analysis of comparable law, the practice of the European Commission and other competition authorities, for which reason they are considered to be proportionate. In particular, it has been approved that we extend the maximum term for issuing and notifying the resolution that ends the sanctioning procedure for anti-competitive behaviour, since it was insufficient. Examining the practice of the European Commission, the other member states and Norway, and we hope that will also be helpful for extending time limits in Paraguay, we find that in 21 of these jurisdictions, there are no maximum time limits for the procedure. The remaining 6 competition authorities, including the CNMC, do have maximum time limits in the sanctioning procedure for anti-competitive conduct, which can be extended in practice, and that is a common practice in all of them, with the exception of the Spanish authority, which has only extended its maximum time limit of 18 months once, and that is currently pending appeal before the Supreme Court. The increasing complexity of cases requires the competition authority to have sufficient time to be able to carry out the study and provide effective resolution of the proceedings in order to guarantee quality in proceedings, while at the same time maintaining legal certainty for the interested parties by setting a period of 24 months, that is the time frame. And these changes to the LDC to extend the deadlines have been approved together with the reduction of other deadlines in which it is possible to be more agile, such as in the analysis of abbreviated concentrations where the term has been reduced from 1 month to 15 days. And in practice, although we had a term of 1 month for abbreviated mergers, the average resolution time is 14 days. Likewise, in the case of prior consultations on concentrations, a reduction from 3 months to 1 month has been approved. With this, we also seek to encourage the communication of certain merger operations in adequate terms, speeding up and improving the merger control procedure. Likewise, the reduction of the maximum resolution period for prior consultations is intended to increase the use of such a figure. The general term of 3 months applied for this procedure did discourage its use. With the reduction of the term, the use of prior consultations will be encouraged, and with it, the effectiveness of the merger control procedure. This context is relevant to the extent that it weighs the necessary resources for an effective application of the competition regulations, and clearly the time allocated to the investigation and resolution is one of the key resources. I hope that helps. Thank you.